This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. 10 New York City firefighters were arraigned today on charges that include criminal trespass and harassment. The firefighters had clashed with police yesterday as they protested City Hall plans to cut the number of firefighters allowed to work on the site of the World Trade Center. Since September 11th, firefighters have worked around the clock at the site, determined to find the remains of their colleagues. But the firefighters aren't the only ones reluctant to leave Ground Zero. In the days following the collapse of the World Trade Center, New Yorkers volunteered in droves, and City Hall has also tried to take control of the volunteer effort. As Marianne McCune of member station WNYC reports, only the most useful and determined volunteers are still allowed on the site.
The city has deemed Donna DeFalco's on-site services absolutely necessary.
On your back, though.
On my back. Do I need to take my shirt off?
You can if you want, and you can keep it on, too.
Firefighter Pat Zota is shirtless on a massage table in the candlelit lounge of Engine 10's firehouse.
This is kind of like a safe house. You open the door and a pile is out there.
Just across the street is a world of mangled steel beams, sky-high cranes, and men in hard hats.
It's going to feel like my fingers are moving. They won't. But as these muscles in the back of your head relax, your head's going to fall back.
His eyes close. His jaw loosens. He looks like the memories are draining from his head, which he says is highly unusual.
We were here when it happened, and all you do is think about that day. I think about it over and over.
But not when he's on DeFalco's table.
Not here, that's for sure. You're not here when they're rubbing your back.
In the beginning, the area around Ground Zero buzzed with volunteers. A well-known chef set up a makeshift canteen, fondly called the Green Tarp. Movie stars served salmon steaks, and volunteers made sure those working hard had everything they desired, from hot coffee and cigarettes to clean socks. That friendly chaos has been moved indoors now to two on-site respite centers run by Red Cross. DeFalco and her team of massage therapists are some of the few volunteers still allowed on the Trade Center site.
It almost feels more like a ghost town now.
Workers looking for a hot meal or clean clothes now go to the official respite centers. There are overnight cots and lazy boy lounging chairs, TVs, counselors, clergy, and more massage therapists. Debbie Klein oversees Respite 1.
Volunteers are not allowed out of the boundaries.
Office of Emergency Management Director Richard Shearer says he can't have volunteers running willy-nilly around the pile.
Remember, this is a very, very dangerous site now. As we brought more and more of the urban search and rescue teams in, as we brought in more and more of the construction workers, the volunteers played less of a role. It's just the natural evolution.
Perhaps the most dogged of volunteers are a team of women now running a supplies warehouse just blocks from the site. Against the urging of city officials, Rhonda Shearer is using her arts and science research not-for-profit to broker donations and deliver them to workers with speed.
We need to support them. They're making a sacrifice with their health and their families to be down there.
Shearer hears a certain item is needed, but backordered by the city. A rugged knife or a type of respirator or a large size boot, and she scrambles to get it down there.
We have a 15 double E, you know, we have 16s. If we hear of someone that has an odd size foot that's not being accommodated, we get them the boots. It's this kind of response that we take pride in.
Rhonda Shearer is known at Ground Zero for her efficient service, and OEM officials admit she's effective, but the OEM director is instructing workers not to take her supplies.
We have spoken to Rhonda Shearer, and we appreciate what she did from the beginning.
But Rhonda Shearer says she's not going away.
I have buildings here. I have assets in New York. I want to protect New York. This is my community, and I'm going to be able to serve.
The city has set up its own network of supply warehouses. A computer database at headquarters is poised to find what's needed and organize its delivery. But when size 16 booths are entered one afternoon, the computer shows only 4 much smaller sizes in stock. Rhonda Shearer says she's got the shoes and more, and her team will continue to supply the site until they stop receiving orders. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.